Welcome back. Our scholars have just had a major victory on their path to achieving their goals of graduating, changing their careers, and making an impact. They won the scholarship. You might feel like sitting back and breathing a sigh of relief. They made it. Dragon Slayed, Wall Climb, Game One. The story has a happy ending. Not so fast. That was just the first act. Finding your purpose takes more than one moment of victory. Our scholars, like all heroes on the path to something great, need to confront the obstacles outside themselves, like money, and the obstacles inside them, like identity. And as you remember from nearly every movie you've ever seen, heroes need a mentor to help them take on their new identity as strong, capable, and special. Seeing what is unique and special about ourselves provides a hint to the answer to the question, what contribution am I supposed to make in this world? And a mentor's job is to help you see yourself differently. When our scholars receive the Answer Scholarship, they also receive the life-changing gift of their own personal Yoda.
We really talk a lot about the relationship between the mentor and the scholar, and we don't want it to be a hierarchical type thing, mentor and mentee. We want it to be a partnership. We call it a success partnership.
Isn't that a beautiful concept? A success partner. In this episode, MJ and Nakio are going to introduce us to their success partners, the Yodas, that help them not just to graduate, but to truly see themselves as scholars.
I just grew up feeling like, okay, I need to be as invisible as possible. Mm-hmm. So that way, I don't become or be labeled like as a problem. Like, you know, she's too problematic or something.
As a Hmong woman who was raised to be compliant and stay within a narrow set of cultural expectations enforced by the belief systems of her native culture and by the stereotypes of Asian women and American culture. Stepping out of those norms brought a lot of shame.
I flunked out. I didn't have a purpose and a meaning in life. It was this sense of hopelessness.
Renetta, MJ's success partner, sure knows what that's like. Despite traveling different paths, Renetta and MJ both found themselves young, with a child, and struggling to figure out a new path forward.
So I'm originally from California, Los Angeles, Central LA.
Roughly 3 hours from where MJ grew up, and roughly 37 hours from Charlotte. After high school, both MJ and Renetta had college plans and began their college careers. But they also fell in love, got married, and became moms.
At that time, it seemed as if my dreams were coming true. Everything that I had set my mind to was coming together. And then I had a difficult moment in my life where my marriage was coming apart. And in order for me to succeed in my goals, I knew I had to step away from the marriage because it was very destructive. And on top of that, I was now a single mother, which was never my goal. I used to criticize others who would become pregnant and have children. Well, there goes your dreams. People were telling me you can't do them both. You cannot be a single parent and expect to obtain your goals. And the support and encouragement that I once had was no longer there. Those weren't the voices that I was hearing. The voices now was negative. You might as well quit. You can't do it. Join the military. I didn't want to do any of those things.
Renetta didn't quit, but she did join the military. Her career took many twists and turns, and she eventually landed in a role she considers her calling,
which was to become a chaplain.
And for the first time, too,
find complete serenity and enjoyment and love in studying God's word. not knowing what it was going to lead me into, but the faith was what led me to become a chaplain and lead soldiers into the ministry and go into combat in three different combat zones, Iraq, the Gulf War, and Guantanamo Bay.
Renetta came to Charlotte and eventually crossed paths with Susan, who heard her story and knew she'd be a great fit as a mentor for ANSWER scholars.
And so I was introduced, really not knowing anything about ANSWER other than being a mentor for young women who had challenges but wanted to pursue their career. And that spoke volumes to me.
Renetta was matched with MJ, and the two immediately felt the connection.
My first impressions of her was just that she was also very warm and open as well, too. And she was honest and transparent. And because I felt safe, you know, with her, I can talk to her about literally anything and everything.
There was a longing in MJ that Renetta remembers clearly.
You have a desire to complete something. You have a desire to obtain something. And you come from an experienced background where you don't have the support of others. That's what made us similar. I didn't have the support of family and others around me. I fit the perfect stereotype. I was someone who was not expected to do anything with my life other than what was already trajected for me. She was kind of going outside of her cultural expectations and experiences of whom she married. In her culture, she was supposed to marry into a certain matter of economic achievements. And she was doing it herself instead of following that path of expectation. And so that in itself made me proud to be a part of her life.
As partners, MJ and Renetta connected deeply in their shared experiences and took tremendous support from each other.
I remember one time I was just struggling so much with my identity, and she had called me, and she was, and without me even speaking too much to her, because I was trying to get my kids together, you know, before I could say anything to her in private.
When she first reached out to me, it was on a crisis, and having been told that she was not good enough, she was not what she was putting herself above others, that she was not deserving. And to hear her brokenness in her voice, to hear her sobbing, and then immediately that phone to just go silent, it scared me. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, I've got to get this girl back on track. Whomever she has spoken to has crushed her dreams. I know what that's like. To try to find a way to get that support, to get to where you want to get to. And my heart cried out that I could somehow reach her, that whatever voices she was hearing could be silence, and she could just hear my voice, and that my voice would matter more to her than any other voice.
And she has said to me, you know, it's okay to cry. Like, it's okay to cry and just to express yourself. And, you know, I understand your struggles, you know, as an Asian American woman. And I just started crying. I couldn't stop. But she just, that day she just touched me in ways that words cannot describe. But yeah, she's changed my life. So I do apologize. I'm getting a little emotional here. But yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Shame and negativity of others were about to take MJ under to subvert her dream.
So I saw myself in a very small person, and I didn't hear my voice for a long time. So for her, I hear her voice, mm-hmm. and it's changed me.
The big voice Renetta cultivated through her challenges held MJ up, magnified the sound of her longing until MJ's own voice could drown out the sound of her detractors. Their similar struggle solidified their bond. But Nakio and her success partner have a different story. They didn't have as much in common, but for this partnership, it was their differences that drew them together.
My mentor is Catherine Cunningham, and she is the cosmetology director at CPCC. And so, of course, that's an awesome person to have. She's already in higher rank. She's the director of the cosmetology program.
Catherine knows what it's like to be a mom pursuing an education. In fact, she knows what it's like to be a scholar in the ENSER scholarship program.
While I was at Gaston, the lady in financial aid said, "Hey, you have school-aged children." And I said, "Yeah, well, we have a scholarship for moms with school-aged kids." And it was the first year. There were four of us.
That's Catherine, one of the ENSER Scholarship originals. She used the support of ENSER Scholarship to obtain her cosmetology license. Unlike Nakio, Catherine started her career early and her family later.
I went to beauty school, graduated in 86, and started working in the salon industry. I opened up my own salon. So, you know, that was a lot. I might have been 19 by then. Yeah, with my own business. So then I got married. I was a late bloomer. So I married, you know, 28 and 30, had my first baby.
With changing demands of her family, Catherine went back to school to get her cosmetology teacher's license and ended up teaching future stylists. She had her ups and downs, mostly ups, and eventually reconnected with ENSER.
And I got an email that said, "Hey, you're an ENSER Scholar alumni, and we have an alumni committee. Would you like to join?" kind of thing. So anyway, I started out on the alumni committee with Martha, and she and I got to know each other, and she said, "Hey, would you like to mentor?" And I was like, "Well, I don't think I've ever done that with an adult before, you know."
But as it turns out, Catherine had more experience with mentoring than she thought.
I never had one designated when I think back, but there have been people in my life that were mentoring me and grooming me that I didn't realize that is what actually was happening, you know, but they were. And so I've learned a lot from a lot of women. My mother, I have two older sisters, my deans, you know, I'm in cosmetology is female dominated. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are a lot of strong women, you know, and it's important, you know, mm-hmm. to have that. So I never looked at it like I'm a mentor kind of thing.
The strong female network with strong female role models was something Nakio longed for.
I don't have a great relationship with my mother, you know, and it's like always looking at like just feeling small, mm-hmm. you know, just like not good enough mm-hmm. or I'm not smart enough or I'm not able to be that person.
So in those moments where old negative messages show up, Nakio has Catherine to reach to.
So she's been that person that I can text, call on, gives me insight, and kind of keeps me going when I'm feeling down. So she's definitely been that person this past year.
Catherine's long history of ambition provides helpful insight for Nakio.
Well, I just took a problem to her recently. It's not really a problem. It's more or less what's next. Because she had already told me that I was going to have an itching after I graduated because I'm used to being busy. So now I'm not busy. So she said, "It's going to be a moment you're going to want to go back." And I was like, "I'm not going to be wanting to go back. I'm not doing this again." But I do feel like going back. So I just reached out to her and asked her, you know, what would she think a good place would be to go get a master's. So that was just recently. I needed to just talk to somebody. She said, "Hey, you talk to anybody else?" I said, "No, you're the first person I'm bringing this up to."
And Nakio provides helpful insight for Catherine, too.
I can be a little high strung, okay, because I become very passionate about certain things. Mm-hmm. And so I've had conversations with her. Well, she mentored me, you know, and so she's been there for me as well. You know, I'm not technically her mentor anymore, per se, but we're still friends.
These mentors, success partners, personal Yodas, they are critical factors in the ENSER Scholarship success formula. Think of how many times on your own journey to start something new, you were stumped by an obstacle you didn't know how to get around or became discouraged when the negativity found its way back in. and the strength of someone else buoyed you up. But that's not the only way Answer leverages the power of community and collective intelligence to support their scholars. Another key aspect of Answer's scholarship program are monthly workshops that teach the scholars the life and professional skills they aren't learning in the classroom. Nakiel learned how to manage the stress of student mom lifestyle.
I didn't realize that if you just kind of breathe and count, how you can just kind of de-stress yourself. And taking time for me, saying no when it's okay to say no. So I think self-care really was great for this year with the pandemic and everything. So I would say that's one of my biggest ones from this past year that we just had. Promoting self-care. Self-care is not selfish.
And Amanda learned how to transition from studying for the job of your dreams to landing that job.
It was my senior year. We had somebody come and they were talking about building our resume and interviewing. I had started building my resume and was going to be applying for jobs, not yet knowing that I would go on to do the master's, but applying to school districts. And it was very helpful to hear people just kind of say, because I'd been through job interviews, but I had not had what I would consider like the professional side of it. You know, okay, now you have a degree. These are some do's and don'ts. And I found that to be very helpful. That was a phenomenal workshop. That was very helpful to me.
The design of these workshops is unique. Each one includes some educational instruction and also time for each scholar to meet with their success partner to immediately brainstorm how to apply the instructions in their life. And each workshop also includes another important component, scholar-only time. This is when all get together without teachers or mentors or anyone else, just scholars, to support each other.
Then we just allow time, you know, just maybe call it an event session, what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Can anyone else relate? So it's just like a sisterhood moment where we're just there, no one else is around, and we're all able to relate and talk about the challenges or good things that has happened from the last time we got together. So it's a good time because things my best friend may not understand because she's not in school, the ladies can understand. And then again, like getting different resources or different advice or just getting everyone's opinion. I think that's an awesome time for us to get together.
This is the secret sauce of Answer Scholarship. Removing as many obstacles on the path to achieving the impacts these moms want to have in their families and in their communities. Starting with financial support, then onto creating supportive relationships with mentors who can guide our heroes along their path, then workshops that teach the skills of life success, and finally, providing a community of heroes traveling this path together. And when Answer doesn't have all the answers, they connect their scholarships with community partners. Everyone from Dress to Success to trauma counseling, housing assistance, career coaching, and more. Every step of the way, Answer is right there with financial support and something even more powerful, relationship.
I've built friendships of women that are striving to be successful. That's the kind of friends I want. I don't want friends that are sitting in the same place they were last year. You know, I need you to be trying to grow and do something different. And that's what I see from those ladies. Growth.
Growth. That's a great word. That's what we are all longing for, isn't it? External accomplishments are great. But what brings people to Answer is a longing for more than just achievement, a longing for growth. Stick around for our next and final episode, where you'll hear how each of our scholars has grown and how Answer Scholarship as an organization is poised for growth.
Help my mom to go to college by donating to Answer Scholarship. Go to www.answerscholarship.org and click donate.